Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hello, Sober Army. How are you? This is Craig Beck, aka the Stop Drinking Expert. Welcome into another Happy Sober podcast. Today, we're talking about some interesting stuff. First of all, I want to dip into the notion that alcohol gives you courage. And there is an expression for it, of course, Dutch courage. So you're going to do anything that's a bit challenging, a bit out of your comfort zone, little shot of brandy, little shot of whiskey, and you've got your Dutch courage and off you go. A great example of this is, you know, guys in bars, they want to talk to the pretty lady. They haven't got the confidence, they haven't got the courage, bit of Dutch courage and over they go. Let's talk about that. Also, in a similar theme, I have an email from Stephen, I think it is, who's got a bit of a challenge ahead. He's going on a boys' holiday, a reunion with his university pals abroad, where there will be alcohol flowing all over the place, reminiscing about the good old days, and generally boys behaving badly. He wants to know how on earth he can survive that experience without drinking. Good one. All right, let's talk about it. Just a reminder, if you're worried about your drinking, don't be one of those people who sit on the fence for years and don't do anything, because I'm telling you, as sure as night follows day, your problem will get worse. The best time to have quit drinking was 10 years ago. The next best time is now. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and get yourself a free copy of my book, Alcohol Lied to Me. All right. So let's talk about this concept of Dutch courage. Is that a real benefit of alcohol, that it gives you confidence? And of course, the answer is no. The day that I sit here and admit that some fabled notion of a benefit alcohol is true is the day I give up this channel and I stop doing this stuff. There is no such thing as Dutch courage. It is a very polite way of saying induced stupidity. So there's various stories about where that phrase Dutch courage comes from. One of them is that it goes back to, you know, the Middle Ages, when armies would fight on the battlefield. None of this missiles and air attacks. You're talking swords, bayonets, spikes and pikes, and gorging people to death, when battles were fought actually on a battlefield. So what you needed as a king or an emperor is a lot of willing male young men to be in the front line of men that charge towards their impending death. So how do you do that? Well, what you don't want is really intelligent, logic-thinking, conscious guys. Because when you explain to them what's about to happen, right, you're going to run towards all the spiky things and screaming charge and, you know, being very patriotic. Okay, I get it. What will happen to me? You will die. You will definitely die in a very bad way. Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. We'll do that. You don't want very intelligent people in that moment. You want incredibly stupid, docile people, don't you? And so what they used to do is they would give them copious quantities of alcohol as a part of their salary, as part of their wage, especially on the day of the battle. They would get all the guys together and say, right, here, free alcohol. Everyone would go, yay, drink the alcohol, and then go, okay, and now we charge towards the enemy. And because they're stupid, because they've been drinking this attractively packaged poison, they all willingly charge to their death. So now you know the story. Is it really Dutch courage or Dutch stupidity? And that's what alcohol does. It doesn't make you brave or confident. It makes you stupid. So if you're a guy and you're in a bar and you see a beautiful lady you want to talk to over there and you can't because what if she rejects me? You're feeling all nervous. You don't have the confidence, so you have some Dutch stupidity. Now you have the damaged awareness of your surroundings. You're not able to do a correct risk assessment. You're no longer really bothered whether she rejects you, haven't considered that, and you storm in there. You might think, well, that's a benefit, Craig, but it's not. Because, ladies, how attractive is a man who's got himself drunk before he had the chance to come up and talk to you. Is he really coming over with all the demonstration of his wit and intelligence and sophistication, or is he coming over slurring some crappy line like, I want to buy you a drink? It's not attractive. It's not confidence. It's stupidity, and stupidity is never attractive. All right. And we see this every year, you know, in party towns around the world. There is a party town here in Cyprus called Ionapa. There's Las Vegas, and there's Falaraki in Greece, and Ibiza in Spain, and Magaluf in Spain. And there's all these party towns all around the world where every year several young people die because they try and jump from one hotel balcony to the other one because they're drunk and because they're trying to impress their friends. And it's just happened again last week. And this is the story being shared. British man, 25. I think he's actually 27, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Fighting for his life after falling from a third floor balcony in Mallorca. The headline doesn't really reveal too much, but if you scroll down through the story, here is the pertinent point. The Mallorca Daily Bulletin said the man was drinking and had possibly lost his balance before falling, but this report has not been confirmed by police. He apparently fell trying to jump over a 6-meter wall that separates the street from the patio of the building. 6 meters. 6 meters times. It's like 20-foot wall he tried to jump over. But, you know, Dutch courage. So I should have been able to do it, really. Wonder what went wrong. But there you go. You know, another guy is in hospital now. He's in hospital. I'm not sure if he's conscious or not. He's in a critical condition, so probably not. Whether he'll make it or not, it's a coin toss. But the culprit is alcohol and supposed Dutch courage. So in a similar vein, I just wanted to share this. I wanted to share this email I got from Stephen. Hang on a minute. How do I get rid of that? Just one moment, caller. Share screen. We want this one. Okay. So, quite a long email from Stephen, but let's not read all of it. Let's go to the end here. Basically, I'm trying to quit as the hangover is getting worse and wiping me out for days on end. They would normally consist of waking up and not being able to eat or drink without throwing up until late afternoon. Sounds lovely. It's only a matter of time before something long-term develops health-wise. Correct. Anyway, apologies for bumbling on, but I have a question. I live away from my hometown, and in the summer, I will be joining my university friends on a summer holiday to celebrate a few 40th birthdays. The trip is planned for a notorious party island in Cyprus. I'm guessing it's either Mallorca or Ibiza, right smack bang in the middle of party town, basically a place where you see 60 to 50-year-old tourists all partying and throwing up in the streets. Well, you get the idea. Yes, I've been there. How do I approach this holiday while staying sober, bearing in mind I doubt my friends would want to do anything outside of a bar for the 5 days? I haven't seen some of these guys since before COVID, and I want to try and keep in contact with as many people as possible. Even if I wanted to go to bed early, I'm not sure that's possible given the type of hotel we will be in. All right, Stephen. Look, there's a really short answer to this, and there's a slightly longer answer. The short answer is, you can only go on this vacation if you are so rock solid in your sobriety that alcohol doesn't faze you anymore. When you see other people drinking, you think, why on earth would I want to do that? There's not even 1% of you thinks, oh, I wish I could have that. You are so newly conditioned. You are so bought in to the concept of sobriety that nothing can faze you. If that's you, you're good to go. There's no problem. And I've been on trips like that, and it has not been a problem for me at all. Now, admittedly, it's you go to bed earlier because you just get tired, and it becomes quite repetitive. But it is a different experience. You are going to have a different experience. And it's not all going to be fun. Look, I want to give you the good news and the bad news. It's going to, well, if you manage to do this vacation sober, you will be astounded by what you see. You will see an intelligent species become nothing more than a brainless caveman. It's a most bizarre situation you will see. But look, here's the truth. If you are not 100% rock solid in your sobriety, you're probably going to drink. That's just the harsh reality of it. So you have a decision to make here. You either go or you don't go. But if you go, you're probably going to drink. I'm saying that because I'm getting the sense from your email that you are not yet at the point of 100% conviction. Otherwise, you wouldn't even feel like you needed to write to me. But you know what do I always say? I always say change the drug if you want to know if what you're saying is correct or not. So let's change the drug to heroin, right? But let's basically assume that you've got a terrible heroin problem and it's killing you. And your email says, I live away from my hometown, and in the summer I'll be joining my university friends on a summer holiday to celebrate a few 40th birthdays. The trip is planned for a notorious party island in Cyprus, right bang, smack bang in the middle of party town, basically where you see people doing heroin all day long. You get the idea. How do I approach this holiday without also taking heroin? Bearing in mind, I doubt my friends would want to do anything else apart from take heroin for the full 5 days. I haven't seen some of these guys since before COVID, and I want to try and keep in contact with as many people as possible. But even if I wanted to go to bed early, I'm not sure that's possible because there's lots of heroin in the hotel we're staying in. So now, having changed the drug, do you still think that it's a good idea to go into this environment if you want to remain sober? No, of course not. And it's like, you know, there's an old saying that goes, you know, if you don't want a haircut, don't hang around the barbershop. Because eventually you'll get a haircut. It's difficult, Stephen. Look, nobody said this was easy. But there's also no point in lying to yourself either. You are not in the position to white knuckle this trip out, I don't think. I think you're going to end up drinking. So only you can make a decision on that. You can lie to yourself and promise yourself that you're not going to drink. But I think, you know, you're putting yourself in temptation's way. You're putting yourself in a situation that requires willpower. And we know that willpower has a 95% chance of failure. So we got to assume you will fail. And only you can decide then if you're going on this trip or not. So I can't really tell you how to survive it, because unless you are in that super confident place and you've been there for at least 3 months, better still 6 months, it's tricky. But you already know that this thing is killing you. And how much is your life worth? You know, is 5 days worth more than your life? We already know what happens on these sort of holidays. People get injured. People get hurt. People are unfaithful. People make very bad decisions. People take things home with them that they shouldn't take home with them, if you know what I mean. So there's a lot of potential for bad here, and it's really kind of over to you. I'm sorry it wasn't a better answer for you, but that, look, is just a harsh reality. Thanks so much for joining me. I will see you in the next episode of the Happy Sober Podcast. Bye-bye. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com